Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with American Sky. From family holidays in Florida to road tripping in California. From cruising the Caribbean or that city break celebration. Discover America in 2024 with AmericanSky.ie.
Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, and travel journalist Ed Finn are back today, and we're going to look at staycations in Ireland. There's so many options for people now between Airbnb and all that. But Sarah, we want to look at some large houses that you can rent, because presumably if you're going, you probably have a gang of people with you.
Yeah, well, this is, I suppose, a question you're often asked for special occasions, or, I mean, even Christmas. I know my house Christmas, trying to organise Christmas dinner, like, and squash everybody in. But like, it'd be lovely to have an event and just go to a big house with the whole family and just have this nice kitchen, a nice big table, and not have to worry, and then leave and I have to clean up after you. There's more and more kind of stately homes or Airbnbs as well, you know, that people are renting out. Thankfully, myself and Ed have been to a couple of them recently, so I thought it was worth talking about.
Yes, where have you been?
The first one was Kenmare House, which is really
gorgeous.
Very, very special,
Lord Grantham and Lady Mary. That's what it was like. It was just, it's
excuse
sumptuous.
Me.
A refurbished mansion. Yeah, it was owned by Beatrice Grosvenor Brown. She was one of the kind of descendants of the Earls of Kenmare. And it's on the Castle Ross Park Resort, named after Lord Castle Ross, of course. So there's loads of lords and ladies. But it's absolutely stunning. You're looking at the McGillicuddy Reeks and Carron Tool, and the deer are coming up and munching the grass in front of you, like, because you're in the Killarney National Park. So it's absolutely, now it's got 8 bedrooms, Sarah, yeah, right? Two, yeah, of them are single. So it sleeps 14 people. Now, Trina, you're talking grand hall entry, drawing room, reception area, a library, which you would love as well for relaxing and kind of writing your memoirs. there's a consecrated chapel, Trina, so you could say a little prayer in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have a little wedding there, renewal of your vows or something like that. That would be very nice as well. It's stunning. And then we were doing 4 kilometre walks into town. There's a 2 kilometre walk into Killarney from there, which is great. But I mean, it was designed, it's owned by the Kelleher family, which Dennis Kelleher was, you know, he's a big kind of an Irish-American who made lots of money in the stock exchange and, you know, very successful guy. But they've renovated, refurbished it to a really high class. I mean, the kitchen is stunning.
I was going around lifting up the lamps, trying to figure out where they bought them. Like, absolutely.
Yeah, you get the envy, don't you? The house envy.
The attention to detail is incredible. It really is a special house. And even downstairs, they've 2 gorgeous bedrooms downstairs. All the bedrooms are en suite, by the way. And 2 downstairs. So if you have an elderly parent, I was thinking of my mum, if you were going, you know, they've really
I stayed downstairs, Trina.
I picked the fab master bedroom upstairs with views out over Killarney Lake. Like, incredible.
Yeah. Are you afraid of your life, Sarah, that the kids are going to wreck the place, though?
Well, do you know, I actually asked them that. I said, are you concerned? I mean, I suppose nowadays they've all sorts of different Scots Guards and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't probably go for a wild party, although they did say they had people in New Year's Eve who were dancing around and had a great time. So I suppose you just have to be respectful of that. But no, the decor was beautiful. The house, the setting, the fact that there's a private kind of walkway from the Castle Ross Hotel into Killarney, 2 kilometres, ideal for buggies, or it's completely flat. Again, elderly people. It's just one of those real classic homes in an iconic location. Where else can you actually stay in Killarney National Park with those views? And gorgeous for renewing your vows or anything, because the church is right there and there's a lovely kind of courtyard right outside it. So yeah, I mean, the house itself sleeps, I think, at 14. But if you were having a little small event, like a small wedding, or, you know, people can also stay in the Castle Ross Hotel as well. You know,
or a special birthday, like, you'd something event. Be great. Yeah,
yeah,
really cool.
Family occasion.
And you're right, Nick, the hotel, the Castle Ross, they have a swimming pool in the hotel as well. They have a 9-hole golf course beside the hotel.
And you can use that.
Yeah, of course. Really? And they have a dry room. So when the golfers come in with their wet gear, there's a dry room that they can put their gear. So it's quite American in that respect,
well,
you know,
very fancy,
high. Yeah. And you can have your breakfast in the Castle Ross Hotel if you don't want to do the self catering, and they'll stock up the bars because there's different bars and the rooms there as well for entertaining and stuff. I mean, every room actually has a TV in it, which of course the Americans kind of insisted on, I think, because they love their TV, but very subtly done. So it's very creature comforts as well as being very, very stately and lovely.
I have stayed in places before like that, there's no telly because they're trying to keep it, and then you do almost miss it a little bit, don't you?
You'd love this because there's tellys everywhere, but as I said, they're sort of very kind kind of, you know, they're kind of subtly placed and so. But again, you know, it's just, and you know, even the outdoor, there's a big terrace with the kind of outdoor tables and chairs, you know. So it just very, very enjoyable in the summertime and springtime.
I mean, you couldn't fault it. It's perfect.
The view would just take your breath away. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, Killarney, of course, is always a great town to go. Probably the busiest town in Ireland. We had great food in town as well. We were in Reedy's Pub, pizza, Hilliard's. The food is fantastic there.
Food is really good. Yeah.
Great crack, great music. So Killarney, I mean, you know, I think we forget sometimes. It's just a great city.
Yeah. Okay. Where else?
Polar opposite to this. But if you want a big party, if you're into karaoke particularly and you just want to have wild crack, the opposite insofar as great for stags, great for hens, there's a place in Fermanagh called Fiddler's Cottage where we were. Jeez, we had some crack.
It has a full studio karaoke bar, right? I won't say what time we were singing until, but like, it's addictive, that karaoke. It's incredible. Like, you've a full, you've keyboards, you've disco lights, you've your own bar, you can pull your own beers. I mean, like, it was absolutely amazing. Now, it has saunas, hot tubs. There's a Finnish hut, which is like a big, huge Finnish hut with a big fire in the middle. There's a pizza oven. There's a big bear, which I'm not sure what that's
really
about.
I don't know what that was about.
But he was in the corner for photograph.
It's probably like in Las Vegas, the tiger in the bathroom kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very, very fun party. Like, it's really cool. The karaoke bar is like fantastic.
I think they should just call it the party house, because that's really what it is. I mean, the crack and the karaoke was amazing. Like, they've literally converted the whole garage, so it's like it's a full bar, full karaoke setup. They also have like lots of instruments. So if you're a musician, now I think the owner
Derek,
he would need to be there or need to sort. You'd need to talk that out with him. But there's a whole setup for bands. So even if you want to actually get musicians in, they'll organise that. If it's like a 50th or something, and you want to have a band playing in the house, they'll do that.
Derek himself played in show bands. Derek and his wife Deirdre, they were there when we were there. But they can stay on. He'll stay and sing for you if you want as well. Now, he's got an amazing voice.
Wow.
So, you know, you can actually have Derek, and he's, I mean, like, really, really good music. So, I mean, I never saw anywhere like it. I mean, I love Fermanagh. Up the road, we went to Irvinstown. We went to Molly's for dinner, and we had the most amazing steaks. It was brilliant. Kesh is the little town up the road. Fermanagh has loads of things to do there. You know, the caves, there's loads. Inniskillen's just down the road. You can do great boat trips. The Erin Water taxi's fab. You can go to Devonish Island. Loads of things to do in the area. But, I mean, we just didn't really want to leave the karaoke.
No, we didn't do it.
I swear, Christmas party, that's the place.
We were just there for the night, and it was a kind of just a mad night, and we were just singing away and having a great crack. There was four of us, and we just had really good fun. But as I said, like, it's only a couple of miles from the Donegal border, so you can go to the beaches, and you can do lots of things if you want.
Yeah.
It's really just depends. But I would say it's definitely more for the kind of party scene rather than, like, in our house.
And a brilliant...
Take advantage of all the facilities.
Yeah, and it was a B&B before, so I mean, they have a breakfast room with, like, you know, your four or five tables, you know, like, as if you're going down for breakfast. The kitchen is amazing.
Kitchen has everything and anything you want in it from
your air fryers, coffee machines, you know, like, really high
and you
tech.
Just bring all your food, isn't
yeah,
it? And
you
just
bring all your food.
He has a couple of packages, so you can do like the VIP package where you get the musicians in, where, and he'll do cater food for you. I think he's getting a minibus as well. If you want, he can bring you places. So there's a few different packages. It's important to probably talk to the owner, to Derek. Yeah. You'll catch him on social media, Fiddler's Cottage, or on the web as well, and let him know exactly what it is you want.
Yeah, and one thing I want to say as well, on the way up, right, we stopped in Virginia. There's a cafe there, I want to give it, the Willow Cafe. Amazing sandwiches, the most incredible wraps, like, you'd never think it. And no, the guy was amazing. It was the best sandwiches. For a little pit stop on your way up, Virginia, the Willow Cafe, just a little shout out to them. Amazing cakes and sandwiches, like,
we wanted
brilliant.
To stop there on the way back. That was how good it was.
But closed.
It was closed. It was closed.
But listen, you know, when that happens, you find a place and you can't get the sandwich out of your head. Yeah. Yeah,
and right beside a huge, big Super Value as well. So you can stock up for your Fiddler's weekend.
All right. One more quick destination in Ireland.
Yeah, there's a beautiful place called Dunowen House in Clonakilty, which is part of the Blue Book. No, it's an award-winning kind of luxury property. It's on the Wild Atlantic Way. It's an 18th century private rental. It's in a gorgeous town, as I said, just near Clonakilty. It's got its own kind of sandy beach just a few minutes away. It's amazing. Like, I really loved it when I went down there. Again, you're talking about the owner, Noel Redding, the famous guitarist. He used to own it. You know, there was a load of music scene there and all that. But
the Jimi Hendrix,
that's right. Jimi Hendrix experience as well. The guy from, that's Noel Redding, yeah. Now, Keila, the lady there, she became famous during COVID for baking. She started doing all these cakes and her cakes are phenomenally amazing. She was a big investment banker and they herself and her husband sold up and they saw this place and they went down and they've created the most amazing property. Now, it has, the gardens are stunning. It has a private little cottage you can rent as well. The bathtubs, you know, the way that you're talking seriously high end here now. This would be for very posh hens and stags. Do you know what I mean? Like, there'd be no rough element allowed near the place. But I mean, in terms of what you can do nearby, there's loads to do as well. But if anybody wants to look at something really special, for me, it was one of those like wow factor places in West Cork. As I said, it's part of the Blue Book, which will tell you, I suppose, what kind of property you're talking about.
Yeah.
They do little workshops. They do all sorts of different things down there as well. They've themed events and stuff. But stunning. Like, it really is really, really nice. And I'd say if anyone wants to have a look, check that out as well, because they just do, it's something very, very special. And the location is amazing. And you have your own beach a few minutes up the road.
Give me the name of it again, Ed.
Dunowen House.
Okay, lovely. Sarah Slattery, Ed Finn, thanks for coming in.
Thanks a million,
thanks so
Trina.
Much. Thank you.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with American Sky. From family holidays in Florida to road tripping in California. From cruising the Caribbean or that city break celebration. Discover America in 2024 with AmericanSky.ie.